Yeah, I believe that, you know, anyone's telling us that we're not ready that is BS. But just looking at what has happened, the attempts to push power off our backs hasn't worked, you know. And so when you're taking a look at that perspective, what he's saying, I don't think Nassim is saying isn't that we're not ready right now. It's that we haven't done it, you know, and he's labeling that as he's putting human beings all in the same boat, not judging who they are. So those select few who are kicking and fighting and trying to keep it in this finite, strict way, this limited way, they're holding us back. And so I think he's just, as a scientist and humanitarian, he's not a, you know, he's not really trying to get political with it. He's into proving things that he can prove. So he's trying to prove that we are all beyond this. And so that's his path. But I agree with you, Mina, that the Raven, Mina, that that we are ready and we don't need anything else but ourselves in connection with each other to move beyond this. And so it is about finding that collective space, defining our relationship with each other, creating that dialogue, that fluidity, you know. And that's the amazing thing, is that it is really up to us. We are creative beings. What we create, just like when you sit down at a blank canvas, you don't know maybe what the end result will be. And so that to me is really exciting. That's what life should be every day, is us collectively adding to that canvas. And I'm very optimistic, you know, because this is what we're here to do. This isn't a natural, this is a clog in our natural connection to the earth, to the universe.